Have you ever been so busy that when you actually sit down on the couch in the evening or you climb into bed, your brain just carries on going? You're just carrying on thinking about what's actually happened in your business, especially when you're supposed to be relaxing, you're supposed to be calming down, but that mind of yours is just racing like you cannot believe. Now, on the top of that, what if I actually said to you, and this is a statement that I didn't believe when I first heard it, what if you did less, but by doing less, it actually helped you to do more? I mean, that's kind of like a conundrum. How do you do that, Stuart? How can I do less, but actually do more? And the last one is, what if when you actually were slowing down, okay, and for most of us, we think that when we're slowing down, we're not being productive. But what if when you're slowing down, you're actually becoming even more productive? Those are these opening questions that I started today. And really, this was on the back of a reflection. I remember the first time when I got into real estate, I actually had this high level of energy. The first thing that went through my mind was, I need to burn the midnight oil. I need to put in the hours. I need to continue. I need to push. I used to start at about 7 o'clock in the morning, and I would even be taking calls at 10 p.m. I even remember getting a call. It was around about 9 p.m. A client phoned me, and I said to my wife, hang on, I'm on my way to the appointment. Can you, at 9:30 at night? I was pushing, and I thought I had to be more productive. But the truth is, and this is a big thing that comes out of it, is we think that with the pedal to the metal and we push harder and harder and harder, that we're actually going to start achieving more. The truth of it is, it actually did the reverse. It made me less productive. And the reason why it made me less productive was I actually burnt out. I got my body to a point where I was, and I want to say from a health point of view, I was actually going backwards. And I was unable to even do the simplest of activities. And I got to realize it's not about working harder. It's that old slogan. It's not about working harder. It's actually about working smarter. And it was over that little transition where I did burn out, and from my health, put myself under huge amounts of stress, huge amounts of pressure, personally and professionally, that I made that change. And in fact, when I made that change, I tripled my revenue. So what is it that actually I did? And that's what I want to share with you today. It's actually, when I went through this particular transition from working hard and really pushing myself, I had this mindset that rest was an enemy of success. But the truth of it is, rest was not the enemy. It was actually the secret to it. It was that secret that when I embraced it, I had more time. In fact, the crazy thing is, instead of me pushing, and I used to do 12, 13 hours a day, 6 days a week, even on a Sunday, I was putting in probably 8 hours. When I started to make that transition, I was working no more than 4 hours a day. And as I said to you, I tripled my revenue. And that's what I want to share with you today, because when you can grasp this very simple concept and move away from the idea that you have to work harder to make more money, you have to work harder to get any form of success in your life. In fact, what you're doing is you're working harder to actually break that success. So I want to share with you, and this I did a reflection. There are 7 key points that I'm going to share with you. And these are practical ways that you can actually implement straight after this particular session. You'll be able to implement them almost immediately. And you're going to start feeling, well, hey, Does it feel right? I can tell you now, when you start pushing through, continuing, you're going to start seeing all of these results. So it's really, it's seven ways that I'm going to share with you how to slow down, but to get more done. That's the key to everything. So the very first thing that I really had to understand in going through this is we're human beings, by the way. We're not robots. We're not geared to just be flat out at 120% on a continual basis. In fact, when we look at our nervous system has two parts to it. And it's these two parts that I need you to understand how and why they're actually there. So the first part of it is kind of a go at full drive, high energy. It just kind of pushes and wants to go, go, go all the time. That's the first part of your nervous system. It really has that drive and energy to move forward. The second part is the part that needs the rest. It needs to reset. It needs to recharge. And ultimately, for many of us, we actually go, well, I will only be in one area. I will be in that go, go, go. That's what I did right in the beginning. And actually, when I went go, 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 I actually fell. And for many of us, when we think, well, when we rest and charge, well, we'll reset and recharge, that we're actually just sitting back and relaxed and not being productive. And yes, if you put focus in only one of the areas, it's not great. What you have to do is you have to have a balance of both. You have to have that energy and drive to go, but as well, at the same time, you need to have that mindset to take a rest and to recharge. This was the first thing that jumped into my head, was to realize I'm a human being and I need to push, yes, to get those productions up, to get the success. But in the same breath, I need to basically put myself in control to have some form of rest. Then I'd push, then I would rest. I would push and I would rest. It's not just one side and saying, hey, let me just rest, because then you can become a habit of rest and you don't get productive. So this was the very first point that I got to realize, that we're human beings. And I share this with all my particular clients and tell them, hey, don't feel guilty when you're actually taking time off, because it's that time off that's actually helping you to recharge when you're going forward. Now, the analogy that came out of this, and this was from one of my coaches, he said, our life is like a mobile phone. You see, when we pick it up in the morning and it's being charged, it's sitting at 100%. And as we're going through the day, and the more we use it, the quicker it discharges. When it hits zero, you can't make any calls. You can't do anything with it. So what do? Well, for most of us, we actually have a little power bank, or maybe we've got a little charger. So maybe 10 o'clock, lunchtime, we're seeing it sitting at 50%. What do? We put it to one side, we plug in the charger, and we bring it back up. We don't use it. We just leave it there. It's all, and it could be 5-10 minutes to get that charge up. And that's exactly what we start to look at. So be fully aware that there is two sides of you, and we need to balance it in today. The second is when you are getting into production and you're starting to do the work, it must not be a marathon. It's got to be sprints. So what do I mean by this? Well, I remember, and I reflected back, I would start at 7 in the morning and I went straight. 12 hours, I didn't even have anything to eat. And if I did have something to eat, I actually didn't even remember, or I'd have one bite and come back in the evening and my wife would say to me, didn't you finish? You can't run it like a marathon on a continual basis. What you've got to do is you've got to do it in these sprints. Now, these sprints work like this. The human mind can focus, and really it focuses for a much shorter period of time, but if you're in a productive focus environment, it can work for about 45 to 60 minutes. So that's the sprint. We actually put down some time, 45 to 60 minutes. For most of my clients, I always say, because our calendars are always hourly broken down, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, etc., work these sprints in a 1 hour segment. So what do I mean by that? 45 minutes of focused work. You start to push. You start to do what you can for 45 minutes. When 45 minutes comes up, you take a rest. You take a 5 to 10 to 15 minute rest. Now, this particular rest is not about something where you stand up and then you walk away making a phone call. No, you actually separate yourself from that particular environment. Now, when you're doing that, you're starting to recharge yourself. You're starting to get your body back up. Think of it when you go through to gym. You want to go do a gym workout. You go into the gym. You could do the marathon where you literally go from machine to machine to machine to machine, no stopping at all. What's going to happen? You're going to burn yourself out. You're going to break down. Your muscles cannot operate at that level. So what do? Well, you do 10 reps. You take a break. You breathe. You have some water. You look around. You then go back down. You do another 10 reps. You take a break. You walk around. You have some water. You see, the whole practical exercise that we reflect on when we're at gym is exactly the way that we should be operating in our particular life, in our business. We run for a sprint, 45 minutes, and take that 15 minutes. And that 15 minutes can include having something to eat, having some form of refreshment, just taking time to walk out. I remember when I used to do these particular sprints, I used to walk out of the office and go and stare at the trees and have something to eat. People used to joke at me and say, I don't know why you're staring at the trees. They're not going to talk back to you. They're not going to buy a property from you. But when they looked at the results at the end of the month, I was putting in those mandates. I was selling properties. And people would be looking at me and going, but how did you do that? And I used to always joke and say, the trees, they spoke to me. So that was just my little humor that went around it. But get into this rhythm. Run for 45 minutes, take a 15-minute break. Run for 45 minutes, take a 15-minute break. And what you're going to find in that 45 minutes, because consciously you are aware that you need to do the most amount of work in 45 minutes, you're going to be more productive. You're not going to sit there and say, well, I could start at 9 and I should be finished at 2. No, you'll start at 9. And I can tell you now, you'll probably be finished by 9:45. 45 minutes, done, dusted. You're also going to get into the habit of saying to people, hey, look, just give me 45 minutes. I just need to focus on this. I'll speak to you at 10 o'clock. You will take more control back of your time, and it starts to get people on the outside to not be in control of you. So that is the second one. Work in sprints, not in marathons. And this is something you can start straight away. The next, and the third one, is see that rest as strategic, not being lazy. And it's on the back of the second one, that little 15 minutes that you actually take. Step away from your environment, but take it to another level. Take it where, stand up, take a deep breath, get that breath coming out. In fact, sit down and even think about nothing, if you can. Think about just relaxing, not having anything in front of you. You see, breathing is not a waste of time. We know for a fact, and if there's anybody that can actually prove me wrong, we know that a fact that the human body needs to breathe. And I've observed when people are deep in focus, their breathing rate starts to drop and drop. They breathe slower and slower. The slower you breathe, you means that you're actually getting less oxygen in your system, which means the blood is getting less oxygen. That blood with less oxygen is going through to the brain, which is getting less oxygen. Having that breathe gives you more energy and actually helps you to think as well. It also, when you start to breathe, it helps to declutter the mind. This is something where I had a client that said to me, Stuart, they do meditation. And in fact, it was almost like on the reverse, they were sharing with me meditation. Now, for many of us, we think meditation, we sit there with our legs crossed in a very uncomfortable position. We put our hands palm facing up onto our knees, and we obviously close our eyes. We try and control our breath, and then all of a sudden, we magically start to float above the ground. Well, that's not actually meditation. That's the feeling that you should be getting, that you're actually lifting your body up. Now, it is an extremely difficult process to get into that particular state. But what you need to do is just sit in a different area, not your office. Just sit there 2 minutes, close your eyes, and listen to yourself breathing. Try and focus on your breathing. This was what they shared with me as a very simple meditation. And in doing that, the most amazing thing happens. I stopped thinking about everything else that was happening in my life. And I actually just started to focus on me. You see, this little rest, it's got to be strategic. It's not something where you walk away, put your head on a pillow, sleep, wake up, and then come back. No, you want to do something that's strategic. And the strategy behind it is to declutter the mind so that when you come back into your next sprint, you feel refreshed, you feel revitalized so that you can actually start to move forward. The fourth one is really one that I know for people that suffer from ADHD or high levels of energy, this becomes quite a challenge. It's learning to sit in stillness. All right, this is where you actually, and you'll find a lot of this is actually the part between the sprints, where you'll actually be able to sit down and actually just be one with yourself, be one with your thoughts. And this is a place where, on the back of meditation, sitting there comfortably, taking these deep breaths, focusing on your breath for about 30 seconds, and then just allowing your mind to be relaxed. And ultimately, in order to do this, you need to be in a quiet environment to do it. It does not work when you're in the hustle and bustle of a coffee shop, in the hustle and bustle of any form of public environment. You need to find these areas. That's one of the reasons why I used to step outside and I used to go and look at the trees. I used to stare at the branches. In fact, every single day, I used to watch the leaves grow, the flowers blossom. Now, that sounds kind of ridiculous, but when you're doing it every single day and you suddenly see a little bud coming in there, and the next day the bud's just opening, and then over a couple of days you're seeing it open and then it falls down, you're actually seeing that entire cycle. That's the moment when I actually learned to actually find the stillness around me to calm, to become more relaxed. And it only takes like 5 minutes. You don't have to watch it on a continual basis. And on the back of that, this actually leads me into point number five. And point number five is actually following nature's pattern. This was something that I actually came to realize when I started to reflect back over the last 5 years in preparation of this particular session. Reflecting back, I would look at, right, the beginning of the year, how was my energy? In the second quarter of the year, how was my energy? Third quarter, fourth quarter. And something actually jumped out at me, which was quite amazing. My energy level was connected to nature. Now, what does that mean, Stuart? Connected to nature? No, connected to the seasonal changes of nature. When we start looking at winter, it's cold, we dress warmly, we find that we're more relaxed. In fact, for many people that I've spoken to, and it was for me, myself, the same thing, in winter, I felt the laziest, I felt the calmest. In summertime, I actually felt a little bit more energy. In fact, the season of the year where I had the most amount of energy was spring. Funny enough. I mean, that's for us in South Africa, it's a third quarter. But spring was the time of the year where I had the most amount of energy. And I would always think to myself, well, that's fantastic because I'm leading up to the end of the year. So I've got energy to finish off the year. But the truth of it is, the way that the cycles actually happen around us, it actually influences us. And we can run our life learning from nature. You see, in nature, it's not about, think of a tree. It grows, it grows, it grows. Well, that's great. Springtime, it's got all that energy. It then starts to grow. Summertime, it is in full blossom to give us the shade from the sun, which is great. We then start getting into autumn where it actually starts to slow down. And then in winter, it almost looks like it's dead. You see, nature gave us that particular secret. Imagine if that tree just continually to grow, 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 grow. It would need all of the nutrients of the ground. Soon, the nutrients of the ground is going to disappear. So I know this was a kind of like a wacky thing. I had to add this in because for me, it was like a revelation when I started to see this. Nature has this way of telling us, guys, you need to take a break. We're doing it. Don't push yourself. So look at nature. Maybe you'll look at a tree in a very different way after this particular session. That was just my way of craziness of adding a fifth one into it. The sixth one is one that is actually now something that I want you to do every single day. And this is to disconnect fully. And then to be in control of disconnecting. Now, what do I mean by disconnecting? This was an area where I mentioned to you, I remember getting that call, it was just after 9 p.m. And the client said to me, we've got to meet. And I said, no problem, I'm on my way. This is 9:30 at night when everybody is sleeping, everybody is relaxed. And I shot through to their property. I went through and I did what I had to do. Came back, I had even more energy. I could not sleep. And the next day I was up at 5 and 7 o'clock starting to work. And I could feel things were not right in the actual body itself. And when I made that transition, going over that, and I said to myself, I've put all my focus into my professional, which is having a negative effect on my health. It's having a negative effect on my personal relationships as well. I need to disconnect fully. And what I meant by disconnect fully, I would sit there and say at 4 p.m., there are no more calls for appointments. End of story. I did have appointments that would go up until 6 p.m. because of the clients. We understand the industry. But from 7 p.m., that's it. My phone is off. I am not going to be taking calls. There are messages that are in place. I will revisit that the next day at 7:30. And that time was disconnect. And I've actually started to implement a do not disturb on my phone. My do not disturb comes on at 7 p.m. and turns back on at 6 p.m. And in essence, I've taken even one step further. When I come home at 6, 7 p.m., somewhere around there, I actually place my phone away so that I can sit and relax with the family. When we're having dinner, I don't have my phone with me. I disconnect from anything that can have that communication to the outside. Now, the first time I did this, it felt extremely uncomfortable because what if always popped into my mind. And I would then actually respond to it and say, well, what if that phone call and I got into my car at night was the last time I left my house? That was a question that jumped into my head. I know it's quite heavy and hard. What if the call that comes in is a call that changes my life in the wrong direction at that particular time? Not the what if this could be the next sale, because we all know they could still have that particular call the next particular day. I would make sure that we disconnect. I disconnected from 4 p.m., no more calls for appointments. I took on calls which were onto the messages. At 7 p.m., I wouldn't take a call at all. And now, try and phone me at 9 p.m. It will not work. Why? My phone is on do not disturb. No messages are going to come through. No calls are going to come through. And yes, I do have my kids where if they phone, that's an emergency. That's something different. But I'm disconnected from the business environment. I've even extended this even further. Saturdays and Sundays. These are the days that I want to recoup. I want to re-energize, and my re-energizing is on a personal note with my family. So for you, It's quite straightforward and simple. You need to become more strict of your calendar, that not only you're doing these particular sprints, but you're having a fully disconnect time. And you set the expectations with your clients. So if the client says to you, hey, we're actually in this particular process, say no problem. From 6 p.m., I'm not available, but you're more than welcome to send me a message, leave me a call, anything of that basis. I will follow up with you the next day between 7:30 and 8. You've got that disconnect. Now, why did I do it so early? Why didn't I disconnect at 9 p.m.? Well, the reason why I did that was I would disconnect between 4 and it was probably between 4 and 6 p.m. that I would disconnect, because it would take me another hour or two for my brain to slowly start calming down, so that when I finally got into bed, I wasn't thinking about all those calls, all those messages, all those emails that would come through. So the disconnect needed to be earlier in the day, so that I could take that time to actually relax. It's almost like when you go on holiday. You always find that the first day of holiday, you're thinking about work. The second day, it's kind of 50-50. And the third day, you're in relax mode. So that's ultimately, you need to have the disconnect. And then the last tip that I want to share with you, and this was a tip that came to me from a very, very powerful coach in the US, and they used this particular analogy. You see, I want you to think of your life, your productive life, your business life, like a bow and arrow. And when I heard that for the first time, I went, all right, tell me more. Think of this on a bow and arrow. If I take that arrow and I only just pull it back, let's say maybe 5 centimeters, but very quickly. So I pull it back and I release it. You'll find that that arrow, yes, it will go forward, but it's not going to go as far. What we really want to do is when we pull that arrow all the way back, and it's hard to pull it all the way back, but when we get right back, we actually stop and we focus. That stopping is actually us taking a deep breath, because that's exactly what you do if you're going to shoot a bow and arrow. You pull it all the way back. You're taking that deep breath to hold it. You don't want to be breathing fast because the arrow is going to be going all over the place, but you're pulling it all the way back. You take that deep breath. You then can focus on the target ahead. And as soon as you release it, you're breathing out. Now, what's so amazing about that is when this was explained to me, so many of us are basically trying to shoot as many arrows at a target as possible, hoping that one will actually hit the target. And if it does hit the target, it's like a jackpot. The problem is that target is just a little bit too far away for us to go at a rapid pace. What we have to do is we have to pull it all the way back so that we've got the maximum amount of power. But when we're pulling it back, we're pulling it back slowly. We're pulling it back purposefully. When we get it to that particular point, we stop, we pause, we breathe, we meditate, we focus, and then we release. And that actually increases your chance of hitting the target. And that little analogy that was shared with me, the first time I heard it, it didn't relate until I visualized it. And as soon as I visualized that, it became so true. We need to slow down in our life. We then need to pause so that we can breathe and focus, because when we release that arrow, it goes at such a rapid pace, but it's also purposeful to hit that particular target. And this actually got me thinking, hey, my life before that was basically trying to rapid fire those arrows. I was getting blisters. I was hurting. I was not hitting the target. But when I slowed down and actually made those changes and spent more focused time, I was actually able to hit the actual target, which increased my revenue three times, which I thought was absolutely amazing. And it's something that you can actually do. You see, to close off this particular session, the first thing is, rest is a strategy. It's not a sign of weakness. I want you to know that rest is a strategy, not a sign of weakness. Your pauses in life actually start to create huge amounts of power, purposeful power. And finally, slow down. Breathe and then move forward with more clarity and strength. Thank you.